If you put the bottle like that.
Oh, smell.
Yeah, uh-huh. Say that for me.
Smell.
The whole sentence. Tell me. Tell me what you'd like for me to do.
I would like for you to smell that, what is it?
Whatever it is, yes.
Put in.
Yes, thank you. Now we were trying to find the name of a thick kind of syrup that you pour over food. We talked about syrup on another day. Then we said there's something else that's very, very thick and dark. And we was...
Did I say molasses?
Yes. Say that again for me.
Molasses syrup.
Yes. Now say that second word again for me.
Syrup.
Yes. Thank you. Then I asked if you had something that was made of a leather that came from alligator skin or cow skin, and you wanted me to know that it really came from the skin of the animal and it was not plastic or synthetic material,
uh-huh.
Would you have a term to say that it was from the alligator skin?
Would I?
Is there some word you could say to let me know that this is cow skin? I'd say, is that plastic or is it real? You'd say, this is?
Real.
And I'd say another term for that, another word.
No, I don't know.
All right. And I asked for a term when things come in large quantities, if you were buying big bags in large quantities rather than buy small quantities, how do you term that? Do you have a word for that?
It's in large quantity.
Have you ever heard of bulk buying?
Oh, what?
Bulk buying.
No.
All right. No. Then we talked about a food that you can have in the morning to put on toast. You take that out of a little jar and spread it on your...
Jelly.
Very good. On the table at meal times, we usually have two shakers, one white and one black.
Excuse me. Salt and pepper.
Thank you. Maybe you should say that again.
Salt and pepper.
All right. If Mr. McClendon wanted one of these, he might come to the door and say, give
me an apple.
Thank you. Say that again, please.
Give me an apple.
Thank you. If some children on the street bothered my car and you saw them and we knew that some boys did it, I might say, which boys? Those boys? You would say, no.
These.
Thank you. If I were looking for your glasses and or your eyeglass case and I couldn't find it, but you saw it, mm-hmm. I'd say, is it over here? You would say, no, it's
over there.
Thank you. If I were doing something for you and you didn't like the way I was doing it, you would say, don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
Thank you. What do you call the hard center of a cherry? In the middle of a cherry.
Wouldn't be a seed, would it?
Well, that's all right.
Seed is all right.
All right. Can you think of anything else it's called?
No.
All right. What about the hard center of a peach?
Seed.
Thanks. A peach which separates easily from the seed. There's some peaches you can pull apart and they come right off from the seed.